105BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Paloma Schneiderman. We've been practicing this off air, and I knew I would muck it up, but sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
You may know Paloma from her work as Polly Hill, who performed at 95BFM's Drive Island and the Fancy New Band Showcase earlier in the year. What you might not know is that Paloma also wrote, directed, and composed the original music for a short film called Memory Foam, which is appearing in 2019's Show Me Shorts Festival. Paloma is here to talk about all of that and share some songs for this week's My Morning Mixtape. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. It's nice to be here.
You're someone that I was telling you off here that you're someone that I've been meaning to get up here on this segment, and couldn't make it work. But here we are, and it's exciting.
Yeah, stars have aligned.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations on the short film. How's it feeling now that it's out and everyone's kind of getting to see it now?
Yeah, it's cool, man. I think when you make a short film and you're often under-resourced in every way and you're asking for so many favours all the time, the fear is people not seeing it. Mm. So it's really cool that it's actually out there now and has a forum to be experienced. Mm.
How long was it in the works for?
God, I shudder to think. I think we got funding 2017. And then, yeah, it was finished June this year. It's just, yeah, they just take ages, particularly when you're asking for favours, you can't really be like, finish it now.
Yeah, there's always a lot of barriers with those kind of low budget ones.
Totally, yeah.
And how long have you been working in film? When did you first get into it?
So I did a degree in it, which is where I met Half Queen, aka Shaq, who is one of my prized collaborators, and I finished in 2015, had a grad film that did like quite well, like festival circuit, and then was just like burnt out and did not want to touch film for ages. So I didn't really get back into it till about 2016-17, and have just been like involved, like things like making the Jess B vids with Shaq, was like, yeah, reignited the flame, and meeting cool people and a lot of nurturing women in the industry, and yeah, I finally feel like now I can call myself a filmmaker.
That's good that you've kind of come back around, because you did do a degree on it, so it's good that you're kind of getting back into it.
Totally.
And you also composed the music for it.
Mm.
What is that like in comparison to doing your work with Polly Hill?
Honestly, because it's like a hyper-realist film, the music is not, it's like a little jingle. I made a jingle, so it's like, I feel like a bit of a phony saying I composed it, but I mean, I did.
You did. I think a lot of musicians out there work on jingles and stuff on the side,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. It's, I think I make film how I'm a vocalist. I over-communicate, but when I'm just making the score or like, it's quite nice to let the soundscape do the talking. Like, I'm composing for my friend Sophia's show on Tempo, which is this Wednesday and Thursday. It's called Supermoon, come along. But yeah, it's actually quite liberating and freeing to just let the sound speak, as opposed to trying to like impress people with my witty words.
Locals, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So you were saying that you've been working on it since 2016. Did it get in the way of the Polly Hill stuff that you've been working on putting out over the last year or so?
Nah. The
kind of different
fields, but, yeah. And like I felt like I was driving Memory Foam quite solo for, but just because, you know, when you're the writer and the director, you're like more invested than anyone else. That's just the nature of the beast. Whereas Polly Hill, I was able to bounce a lot of that with Ol. And they felt, yeah, quite separate.
Nice. Yeah. Tell us about the music that you've picked out for us today. Is there any overlying theme that you've gone for these three tracks?
Nah, I just like looked at my most played on iTunes. three of my favourite artists. Well, actually, there's like a super group in that Captain Murphy song. But yeah,
there's a lot of features on that one.
Yeah, super group. Anyone that knows me knows Björk's like my absolute hero and icon. And that track is like an emotive, kind of emotional one that really gets me in my feels. The Captain Murphy has my favourite rappers, Earl Sweatshirt and MF Doom on it. So it's like an absolute lyrical showcase, brooding, stinky beat that I love. And then the Kalala one is just, yeah, it's produced by Arca. It's like the perfect blend of like euphoria and grimy, yucky, yeah.
Awesome. Should we give this Björk one a listen?
Let's give it a go.
Possibly, maybe. out the child in you, singing out the silence with more violence than Heil Hitler. He gets some looks of bullshit pull over, a dusty pullover and a Pulitzer. A must we bust your crusty subwoofer sister. Foes is just bluffing, clear your nose from huff puffing. A glutton for bludgeoning, blood gushing. Here you go, stud muffin. It's nothing. Get it on the get by, bet it on the dead guy, jet it on the red eye. Too many make mistake fillers, not enough live wires, too many fake killers and jive sires. Drop these bombs on a critic from a grass knoll. Everybody got one, your mom's is an asshole. SOB and smug to the utmost. Cut it close and catch a slug to the gut, boss. Word to Thutmose. What's worse? Clutch a purse close, lady. We get more cheese bread for the baby. Toast to Grady 180.
I'm in the cut, looking for some puss to pick apart. Dirty like us riding in a whip that really isn't ours. Storming out the door, don't press record, I hate my fucking voice. I'm trying to kill that noise, perform and fill that void slightly. I'm swimming in water that's been dicey since landing. And I'm owing these niggas nothing like all that I've been handed for free. Don't pan your cameras to me, ho, don't command me to speak. Got these little niggas swinging from the banners, throwing facts in his pajamas, walking slow because the camels keep his stamina week. And you could catch him like some halibut after a bad accident, trying to get jaw jacked right with a cat to the peaks. Out villain Earl and captain in command of your street now. Rapping good as motherfucking janitor sweep now. Give him business handle, get the cannabis cheap now. It's a bunch of nuggets on him like it's sand on a beach towel.
Captain's back, scorn puts your mic away.
Where?
Inside a microwave.
Oh.
When I die, I bet you microwave. He blowing bubbles at the pearly gates. Took a selfie with the king, but only see my face.
I'm writing darker pieces in my thesis. I'm hiding in the park with all your nieces. Trading head for Reese's Pieces. In a tech indicus verses with this book of witches. Curses cast a spell upon your bitches, but my thirst is for the purses. I'm spilling out my innards to these inwards. Journey inward, quarter past the moment. Quarter past opponents in a fragment of a moment. Man, I killed that rap and owned it. Hope to overtake the planet with my banana in the hammock. Bitch manic, parents panic. I'm a mechanic with these patterns, propagandic with that chatter. Matter of fact, the matter adder. Never mind the hammer. Man is out the window. Punk crescendo. Puff the endo. I'm Lou Ferrigno. Just pretend though. Don't ask him where the pen go, cause the pencil got me paper. Paid and paid her. Made the pain hurt with the mask. A faded sweatshirt. Nothing lesser. Best so never ever guess of what I left under the dress. I hid the message in the aid a way to pester all the Heshers.
Funny that you chose a Captain Murphy song, and then I was just telling you off air that I've been playing some live Flying Lotus tracks, and I didn't know that Captain Murphy and Flying Lotus were the same person, but I have listened to both individually and I should have made that connection, but thanks for enlightening me on that one.
No, I didn't know either, and then I did some Googling, but yeah, wow, what a man of many talents. Mm-hmm.
What made you pick out that track in particular?
Because I couldn't pick my favourite rapper out of like Earl Sweatshirt and MF Doom, and I was like, boom, get one with them all together on the same track, and also Thundercats on that as well, and just a super group.
Everybody's on that one.
Everyone that's anyone is on that track, and it's just so like, it's like, I don't know, I think because I present as like a really happy, like chill person, but something in the like nastiness of the frequencies and the bass just gets me going in that song. It's wild.
Awesome. So you've got one more song to share with us. This is one that I don't know, so I'm curious to hear about it. Why did you pick this one out?
Because I just think it is like a nice blend of like R&B and romantic, but also quite dirty and grimy. And like, because Arca produced the beat, like it's kind of deconstructed and just, I don't know, intricate, but like easy to listen to as well. It's kind of like a walking paradox, as Tyler would say. Except it's not walking, it's a song.
Nice. So we've talked about your Polly Hill stuff and your filmmaking. What are you going to be doing going forward? Have you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I want to take the next month to just really hone in and finish some tracks that I've been working on, because I'm really keen to get a release out by the end of the year.
Nice. In time for summer.
In time for some R&B bangers. And Yeah, some visuals to go with that. And what else? Some gigs with the Garden of Celebration, Amoogi, Alexa Casino, some collabs with those people, Double Double maybe, Sneaky, you know, just
lots to look forward to.
Yeah. And yeah, hopefully get some feedback from the Show Me Shorts screenings will be cool. Yeah, such a good program, such a solid selection of films this year.
Awesome. So the next screening of Memory Phone is part of the Sampler Sessions, which is going to be tomorrow, Rialto Cinemas in Newmarket from 2:15 p.m. If you can't make it to that, you can go to showmeshorts.co.nz and check out the full program there. It's going to be touring all throughout Aotearoa. So if you're listening in from out of Auckland, you can go see it somewhere else.
Yay.
Thanks so much for coming up. Let's give this Kalala track a listen and I'll share my thoughts with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. right around bedtime and I sit rhymes as dope. And I wondered one day, would I be someone? Hope that my time ain't run out on me, cause as my clock's been ticking, see. Well, fuck, the plot's been thickening and I'm 25. I think I might have missed my chance. Don't smoke that weed no more. I'll think I'll piss my pants. I'm stepping backward and forward like it's my dance. I'll be stepping up backward and forward like it's my last time to be relevant. I'm too intelligent and I speak so eloquent. How I've been to hell with this old Missy Elliott, keeping me passionate. So why is life not telling a damn? Excuse me. See, I think into oblivion. I try to write these synonyms, describe this world we're living in. Well, some idiots. How about these idiots that I could read to filth, even if I was illiterate? But before I digress, might I suggest that we leave alone belittling? Hey, I got something that's worth considering. I never packed a gap, but I always pack my lunch. And I always bought these bars, and I always pack the punch with a hit full of gems, and I got them by the bunch. But if this world is on my shoulders, is that why my back hunch? Now if I never packed a gap, only pack my lunch, always bought these bars, and they always pack the punch with a hit full of gems, and I got them by the bunch. But if this world is on my shoulders, is that why my back hunch? And I get it, it's my aesthetic, it don't fit the bill. But if you split the scale, I still double it like feeling low. And I got that grace, I'm still searching for that will. And if you bet on me, I promise that I back the bill. When actual, factual, my happiness, they gradual. With crisis on the annual, they never tell you back in school that life, there ain't no manual. People turn to cannibals, the doggy Dr. Hannibal. My simple pleasure's abstract, and still, the thing is, I think I got this talent. But I'm scared of everything, and I ain't never faced the challenge. And I'm always unfulfilled, like I've been only eating salad. These half goes and mass flows is all that I can manage. And the way I see myself, I always base that off some positive advice. There's nothing new about you, girl, just another archetype. The way I see myself, like I think it's time to pass the mic. If you ain't gonna hit it, then I think you better pass the pipe. The way I see myself, I always base that off some positive advice. Nothing new about you, girl, just another archetype. The way I see myself, like I think it's time you pass the mic. But I got one last question, do you mind if I ask it like, if I never pack the gas? Shoulders with the world up on my shoulders, and if this world is on my shoulders, then is that why my back hunts like?
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.